Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Samach. We will begin on Daf Nuntes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan, Maisa Ba'adam Echad Shepasach Chalon Noisa B'chatzar HaShutfim. There was a situation where somebody opened up his windows to face the property that was owned by he and his partners. By he and his partners together. And this question was brought to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and they said that he said he had permission to do so, and the partner said that he did not. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said to him, what you have done is acceptable, because since they didn't say anything to you during this entire time, that gives you a chazaka. And then this question was brought to Rav Chiya. Amalai, so Rav Chiya said to this person, Yogata upasachta, you worked in order to open up the window. Now I tell you, go do what you have to do and close the window. Because even though they haven't said to you anything during this entire time, these entire 3 years, it is your obligation to close the windows, says the Gemara. But Amar Rav Nachman, there's going to be a situation where he'll agree that he has a chazaka. Somebody had an open window for many years, and now his neighbor went and closed the window, locked them in by building a wall. La'al ta'av a chazaka. As soon as he builds that wall, he has a chazaka. There's no need for any longer. Because if that wall was built without any permission, says the Gemara, Ein Adam Soisim, it's inconceivable that somebody should be able to put up a wall to block somebody else's home. Ein Adam Soisim, it's inconceivable that somebody should be able to put up a wall to block my window, the Shisoisim Oire, that they close off my window, and Shoisuk, and I will be quiet. So if I didn't say anything immediately, the fact that I didn't say anything is an indication that I accepted this, and therefore now it's too late to make any mechal. Says the Mishnah further, we learned Lok Abayis B'chatzar Cheres. If somebody bought a house in another chatzar, Leiftan al chatzar Shutfin. So the Mishnah taught us that you can't open up a door to an area even though you are a partner in that area. Ask them in my time, why is this the halacha? Says the Gemara, Neshemar B'Leim Sederach. What you're doing, by what you're doing, is you're causing that more people will walk here. And you're not allowed to create a situation that more people should be walking here. More people will be walking here. I saw other Rishonim add, it's not just that more people will be walking here, this chatzar will be used much more. There'll be more garbage, more use, and therefore the halacha is that the other neighbors could disagree. Continues the Gemara, Eim Seifa. Let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Elam Roitza, Bainas Echad Lefnimi Beisoi. If somebody wants to make more room in his home, he can make another room in his house. Or Bain Aliyah Gaba Beisoi. He could add another floor to his home. Ask the Gemara, but if there's a concern that there's more people, and more people the neighbors could be upset about, so even when you do this, you're going to have more people living in your home. And by you having more people living in your home, why can't that be a reason that your neighbors should be allowed to complain based on what we're learning? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Tahuna, when the Mishnah says that I can add this room, my cheder, what is meant when I can add a room? Shechalka b'shnayim. It's not that I just took an existing room in my apartment and I divided it into two. My aliyah, and what does aliyah meant in our Mishnah? It meant was aftoi, that I could build a room on top of an existing room in my apartment. In all of these cases, I didn't add anything from outside. Everything I've done is from indoors. And the Mishnah is teaching us that there's a very big difference in halacha when you're doing it from outdoors or when you're doing it from indoors. When you're doing it from outdoors, it's aser. But when you're doing it from indoors, the Mishnah is teaching us that is permissible. Says the Mishnah, Lo yiftach adam l'chatzar shotfim. A person should not open up into a chatzar that's owned by many shotfim. Pesach keneged Pesach. One door facing another door in the same chatzar. V'chaloyim keneged chaloyim. I shouldn't open up a window facing another. I should not face a window facing another window. And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, the Mishnah, is that the Mishnah is not just telling us that one should not do, the one may not do this, but actually the Mishnah is teaching us that even if I have, and as we'll see clearer in Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara, that even if you gave me permission, I shouldn't do it. Because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, this is not the way neighbors, this is not the way Jewish neighbors at least, should be living one with the other. Cotton, if Hoya cotton, if I had a window that was smaller, Lo Yasanu Godel, I should not make a bigger window. Echod, if I had one door, I'm not allowed to make two doors in a place where I had one door. So our Mishnah says you have to be very careful about making a window or making a door. The question that comes up is how much do you have to distance? So the Rashbam seems to hold that you don't have to distance a very significant amount. The Ramban says, why does the Rashbam say that you don't have to distance a very significant amount? Because as long as my door is not facing your door and my window is not facing your window, that I can't easily look into what's going on to your house, then that's already considered enough to prevent hazakriya. Ava pesecho l'shus rabim. If I'm open to l'shus rabim, there, you know, where I'm opening up is a l'shus rabim anyway, so then I'm allowed to open Pesach keneged Pesach, v'chaloyim keneged chaloyim, because it's anyway the place that I'm opening up is I'm opening up to an area which is open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Hoya cotton. Similarly, if the door facing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim was a small door, I can make a large door. Achad, if I had one door, then the halacha is Oisai Shnayim, I can make two door. I saw that the Chishuk Echemen has an interesting discussion here. Here we learned the concept of Marbaleim Asaderech. You have to be careful not to cause that there should be a bother to my neighbors. So one of the issues that he discusses was with somebody has a shul, and the Gaboim of the shul have decided to rent the shul to people who are to a yeshiva. But what happens is when there's a yeshiva there, there are more people, and it's going to be more complicated with the bathroom. And the people there are complaining that by doing this, you're making it difficult for us to be able to have the bathroom. And what is the halacha? Do we say the concept that we just learned in the Gemara, the concept of Marbra Alei Masaderech? And he says at first glance that if it bothers the people that they won't be able to easily have access to the bathroom, and certainly if people, as they daven, have to be able to daven after having used the bathroom, he says it seems that the people have a very legitimate claim. This issue on Marbalei Masaderech is also comes up in another situation that he discusses. And that is if somebody rented a summer home, and then the people who rented the summer home, for whatever reason, choose not to use the summer home for themselves for the summer, and they want to sub-rent it to somebody else. The question is, may they do so? So certainly we need not say that in a situation where the contract says clearly that you're not allowed to sublease what department that you lease, the halacha is, of course, you may not do so. But what is going to be the halacha if they don't have such a clause? And there's many issues to think about. One issue to think about is that maybe the second family to whom you're subleasing this summer home has more family members. And that's the concept of what we're learning here of Mabrele Masaderech. Or maybe there's an issue of the people who are coming here are not as careful with other people's property as you are. So the landlord could say, well, I was willing to rent the apartment to you because I knew that you're the kind of people that are careful to keep my apartment clean. I can't be sure about the other people. And the Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet Zebeis, discusses Echemech Shutfim B'chotzer, if one of the Shutfim Shevi L'beis Anshe Beis Acheris, Yesh L'chaveroi Lack of Alov, Neshma'abalem Esaderech. You have to, if I decide to bring many people into my home, my neighbors could protest. V'kenem Maske Beis L'beil Beis Acher, V'achayim Me'kroivav V'midoiv L'shkere Me'i Kechav Beis Zeh, Harei Maske Makev. Again, if I rented an apartment, says the Shulchan Aruch, from you, and you know that this is the size of my family, and then I bring into my home more family members, you, the landlord, can be makif. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, if it's just a different family, so the Shulchan Aruch says you could say something. However, mehem smuchim al shulchanai, if I marry off children and now I have children and grandchildren and they're living with me, any yachal of love, any yachal of love, you can't say anything to me. Loya shutuf, not my neighbor, loya maska, not the landlord. And the Ramah says, V'yesh amrim, the shutuf yachal malas beisach sanoim v'diyorim, that a partner in a place could add people to live in his home, kol sha'ein ha'mois of men yachadosh, as long as the apartment is the same apartment. And the sma, in learning pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, differentiates between a tenant versus a partner. And he says a partner could not say anything if I bring people into my home, versus a landlord can. And we just learned in our Gemara that you could also, and the Gra points this out, that you could add a room to, you could divide a room, you could add an attic. So what is the halacha? So the Chashuki Chemed says that if we're going to have a situation, we're certainly in the case of a landlord, where he could claim that this family that you subleased it to, or this family that you brought into your apartment, will do damage to my apartment, and I rented it to you on this basis, then the halacha is I can't sublease, or I can't bring in more people than I had said I would bring in. Says the Gemara, Menonimili, the Mishnah began, that one can't open up his home, can't open up a door or window facing somebody else's window or door. Ask the Gemara, Menonimili, from where do we notice halacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, by Bilam. Yisa Bilam is enough. Bilam opened up his eyes. V'yar, as Yisrael shaykh l'shchotav, v'tiyalav ruach l'kim. So ask the Gemara, ma ro, what exactly did Bilam see? So says the Gemara, what Bilam saw by Klal Yisrael is rosh ein piskei oleim m'chuvarim zelazeh. That the way Klal Yisrael lives is that we live with this level of privacy. And when he saw that Klal Yisrael lives with this level of privacy, Amar Bilam said, "Ruim halolu shetushalayim shechina," and that's why the pasuk afterwards says, "Matoyva alecha Yaakov mishkan isecha Yisrael." That's the way Klal Yisrael live. Klal Yisrael live in a world that there is tznius, and that we each have our own, that we each have our own privacy. The Gra, when we say vidui, and we say gozalnu, so the Gra discusses how, you know, Baruch Hashem, we live in a world, people who are careful not to steal. So why do we have to say gozalnu? So the Gra says that there are situations of gozalnu that we don't even consider gozalnu, but are really, really gozalnu. One example is something that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. The halacha is that os lodem lamed besada chaveroi, you're not allowed to stand on somebody else's, next to somebody else's property. B'shoshu medes b'kam says it's growing. So he's a kind of buying horror. So you, of course, didn't mean to hurt him, but as we've discussed many times in our shiurim, ein hara is powerful and dangerous. But now we learn in our Gemara that there's another level of gazalnu. And the other level of gazalnu, which is very much connected to an important subject of our Masechta, the subject of Hezek Ria. So when we think about a situation of looking at things that my partner, that my neighbor is upset about, an example that I saw is looking at when there's a patient, Rahman Slan, that's being taken to the hospital with an ambulance, with a Hatzalah, and people look. Of course, at such a situation, people are most anxious to protect their privacy. And when somebody's looking in such a time, that is included in Gozalna. The halacha one is that one is not allowed to look at somebody else's letter. And there's a very big discussion that in the Paiskim, it goes back to a Cherem, the Rebbeinu Gershom, that we're not allowed to look at somebody else's letters. It's very possible that you're not allowed to look a Cherem, the Rebbeinu Gershom, even at an open letter. If somebody opened up a letter and left it open, the halacha is then that may be also a violation of Cherem Rebbeinu Gershom. Or, for example, to look, there's a discussion in the Paiskim, if you're allowed to look at somebody who has a postcard, if somebody sent a postcard. So when I sent the postcard, I knew that I'm sending it in a public way and that people will be able to see what I sent. So there is a discussion if that is considered a violation of gozalnu of the Cherem Rebbeinu Gershom. But certainly in other situations, it may be considered a violation of gozalnu. The Gemara here speaks about Bilam and the pasuk telling us, Bilam saying, Ruyalem Tishalem Shechina. So the Pasuk says, V'ya Yisrael Shoichen L'Shchotav. So I saw that the Rav Simcha Kohen Rappaport says that we have to understand why did Klai Yisrael set up the tents in the Midbar that one should not face the other. There's a number of ways of understanding exactly what was happening there. One way of understanding what was happening there was because of, we're learning in our Gemara, because of Hezek Ria, and the other reason is because of Tznius. So now he explains. We need to understand what was the reason. If the reason was because of Hezek Ria, so then it's not a situation that they're worthy of a bracha. They just did it for their own purposes, that they didn't want people to walk into the other, to look into to their private thing. If the issue, however, is because of tznius, they deserve a bracha. So he explains that we can know that it was done for tznius purposes, not just for Hezek Ria's purposes, because as we mentioned a few moments ago, One of the big considerations by Hezekiah is an ayin hara. But we know that the pasuk says by regarding Shevet Yosef, Ali ayin, al tikri Ali ayin, ela oli ayin, that Shevet Yosef has nothing to be concerned about, has nothing to be concerned about an ayin hara. So what the pasuk says is like this: V'yah Yisrael shoychin eshlvatov. Bilam saw that all of Klai Yisrael was careful in building their homes in a way that one can't see what's doing in the other person's home, including Shevet Yosef. I Shevet Yosef, if the reason is Hezekiah and the concern is Ayin Hara, so Yosef has nothing to be worried about. It must be because they're concerned about Sneis. Once he saw that they're concerned about Sneis, ruin people that live a life of tznius, then the halacha is one that roi lebracha matoiva alecha Yaakov. I saw also that Al Gemara teaches us that Bilam said ruim she'en pischeim mukhvarim z'neged zeh. He saw how Klai Yisrael is living and that they're careful about, as we just said about tznius, that they're not looking one at the other. So I saw that if we have to be careful that we're not allowed to look into somebody else's property and not disturb their privacy, certainly so is the halakha when it comes to speaking about other people or speaking to other people. If we're not allowed to look at what's going on in somebody else's property, because that represents a situation that it will bother them, and we have to be concerned about that, certainly saying something that will bother them is also certainly something that may not be done. The Tribuna Rav, when he came to Yisrael, that the was concerned, there's a discussion, if one is allowed to use electricity on Shabbos, allowed to use electricity in Yisrael. He says, but so the Paiskim say that at a certain point, the Tribuna Rav started being careful about not using electricity on Shabbos. But I saw that even after he was being makpid not to do so, he was also always very careful to do it betzina. He didn't want that his neighbor should see, because he wanted to live a way of tznius. And Al Gemara is teaching us that the way Jews live amongst themselves is that they live each other, they live in a world, they live carefully, that they should live with tznius, and everybody should keep their own privacy. The Sefer Magid Dvar Yaakov explains, if there's a group of Talmidei Chachamim who are sitting together, and if one, and they're speaking Divrei Torah, and the way they're speaking Divrei Torah is, they're speaking Divrei Torah in a way that everybody wants to add a Dvar Torah, everybody wants to share a good Vart, that is fantastic. But if the way they're speaking Dvar Torah, and this is a question also when one is sitting in the shir, and somebody's asking a question. So if the reason the question is being asked is because the person who is asking the question truly doesn't understand what's being said, that is the most appropriate. A person should ask questions. But if what's happening is that people are asking questions just to hurt the other person, that is a violation of what we're learning now of Rav Pitzchei Mechavarim Zeh Bezeh. It's a situation where people are just trying to hurt one another. And a situation where one is just trying to hurt one another, the pasuk says, Loi Rav Pitzchei Mechavarim Zeh Bezeh. The Marv Shemesh says that the fact that Bilam saw that the people were so concerned not to bring an ayin hara one to the other. So what else does this represent? It represents that they're concerned that they should not cause damage one to the other. So that's why the roi for bracha. Another pshat that he gives, a very powerful pshat. He says that what he saw was that a person is supposed to serve Hashem. But the way we're supposed to serve Hashem is not just to copy what the next person is doing. The way a person is supposed to serve Hashem is he's supposed to do what is right on his own. So says the Gemara, Ra, what Bilam saw, is she'ein pischeyem mechuvanim zeh lezeh. They didn't work, their avodas Hashem wasn't just an avodas Hashem that I'm just going to mimic and copy what my neighbor does. Everybody served Hashem in their own proper way. The Metzudas David has another interesting pshat. He says that the Gemara says, when we speak about the man, the Gemara says, Chazal teach us that the man was able to tell us on what level of Yerushalayim we were. Because a person who was a tzaddik, the man fell right outside his door. And a person who wasn't on that level the man was further from his home. People even on a lower level, the man was even further from them home. So if everybody could see what was doing in front of their neighbor's home, what that would cause is that I would be able to see what level of Yerushalayim is my neighbor on. So we dafka made it in a way that you shouldn't see what's going on in front of your neighbor's home in order not to be able to see and judge my neighbor. Says the Mishnah, how you cotton? If the door was or the window was small, lo yasana goli, you're not allowed to make it big. Says the Gemara, Sabar Rabbi Bacham Lameima, Ba Arba, if it was 4 amos wide, lo shavi ba tenna, you should make it 8 amos wide, the koshok tamna, because by making it that wide, you're taking more room up in the chetzer. So the way the Gemara is to be understood, we go back to the beginning of the Masechta. The beginning of the Masechta, we learned that every door gets 4 amos. So if I'm going to add a door, I'm going to get 4 amos, 4 extra amos, and which is taking away from my neighbors. Avol bartarti, if I have a door that's 2 amos wide, lishavye ba'arba shapadami, to make it from 2 into 5, I'm entitled, because I'm only getting what I'm entitled to. Amalei Rabba, so it says Rabba Terem Mechama, Batsi Amalei, Pesche Zutri, no, even that is unacceptable. Because it's easier to be private and be careful to be not, you won't see what's going on with a smaller door. When a big door, I can't be careful that you shouldn't see what's doing. And that's why Echad lo yisana shnayim, Sovar b'chom l'meimor, bar arba lo lishbi tray, if it's 4 amos wide, I should make 2 doors, b'nei tarti tarti, each door will just be 2 amos wide, because like we say, each door gets 4 amos, and now I'll get shokel tamni, b'chotzer, I'll end up getting more room of the chotzer. Ava ba tamni, if I already have a door that's 8 amos wide, and if the door is 8 amos wide, I'm entitled to an area of 8 amos in front of my door to make it l'shavya b'day arba arba, to make each door 4 amos wide. So I'm still only going to have 4 amos here. Shapadami is acceptable. Amalei Rava, to which Rava said, even if you're not going to end up getting more room in the chatzar, the neighbor could still protest. Because the neighbor could say, b'chapascha, when you only had 1 door, mitzina, it's the menuim menach, I was able to be, it's easier for me to be not going on, see what's going on. Betray, but where they're going to be 2 doors, even though they don't take up more room in the chatzar, because more difficult for me to be private from you, and I'm not agreeable. But if I'm opening to the Shus Rabim, then I am allowed to open up Pesach Kenega Pesach. Because I say to you that my opening this extra door doesn't cause you any harm, because anyway, the people walking through the Shus Rabim and they'll see what's going on, my door won't make a difference. Says the Mishnah, I'm not allowed to make a tunnel under the Shus Rabim to make Boiris, Sesichin, and Moiris, and now I make all sorts of tunnel under Shus Rabim, because we need to be concerned that down the road, that that tunnel will start deteriorating, and somebody, chas v'sholem, will fall down into that area. And therefore, says the Rashbam, that even in a situation where I say that if chas v'sholem something will happen, I'll cover the damage. Nobody wants to get damaged, even though there's somebody who says he'll take over, he'll pay for the damage. Rabbi Lezer matter. The Rabbi Lezer says, as long as it's strong enough, today, if a wagon carrying stones can walk over this stone, over this tunnel, and it's strong enough to withstand that weight, then I'm allowed to make it, and nobody could stop me. Says the Mishnah further, Ematzin Zizun, people cannot put out ledges because the straw is beams over the area of Shusarabim. Again, the concern is that people will hurt themselves. Elam Ratz Akonisul Tech Shaloi, if what somebody does, if somebody wants to do, is he wants to build it within his property, that he could do, because as long as it's within his property, it's mutter. And the Rashbam says that, 2 points of the Rashbam. 1 point that the Rashbam makes is, according to Rabbi Elazar, I am allowed to build such a tunnel. And not only am I allowed to build such a tunnel, but says the Rashbam, if I built a tunnel which was sound, strong enough, as the Mishnah said, and then chas v'shalom somebody got hurt, I'll be potter. Because as long as I did what I was supposed to do, I'm not going to be held responsible. And here too, I'm now make this type of open ledge beam into the Shusarabim. Even, says the Rashbam, in a situation where the people of the Shusarabim give me permission, I'm still not allowed to do so. Lok a chotzer, but if I really bought a property that has these zizim gestroys, so the loch is harezu b'cheskasa. The assumption is that I had proper permission to do so, and therefore I could continue doing so. Rabbanan, who said that even if I make the tunnel strong enough, I may not do so. Why do they hold that way? Zimna de mafchis, because you're not going to be constantly checking if it's strong enough, and you won't even realize that chas v'shalom somebody could get hurt. Says the Gemara, emet zin zizim gestros, and I'll put out these beams, these ledges. Says the Gemara, Ami havalei zizim, Rav Ami had a ledge that have a nafik mavar that protruded into the mavar. Who governed Ami? And there was another person, Davalei Zozu, Davalei Mapik, L'Shus Rabim, that had a ledge protruding to Shus Rabim. Osla Kameh, Rav Ami, and he came to Rav Ami to ask if he may leave the ledge that way, or does he have to remove it? Amalei, so Rav Ami told him, Zilk Tzoyts, you have to cut it down. Amalei, so this person said to Rav Ami, V'man Nami Yisley, you also have such a ledge. So the day, so to which Rav Ami answered, the day l'mavim mapik, my ledge is protruding into the mavi, ubnei mavar machlan gaboy, and the people who live in that mavi let me have it that way. The doch, however, the ledge that you have is l'shus rabim mapik, it's protruding into the shus rabim, and as we said, when we're talking about a mavi which is owned by individuals, so the people who live there could choose to be Meichel. But when we speak about a Rishus Rabbim, there's nobody in the Rishus Rabbim who has the ability or the right to be Meichel. So since there's nobody that has the ability to right to be Meichel, so their halacha is that you can't have it under circumstances. Man Mochel Gabach, who was Meichel you? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yana Havalei Ilan Anoit L'Shus Rabbim, Rabbi Yana had a tree hanging over the Shus Rabbim. There was another individual who also had such a tree. And the people of Shus Rabbim were upset. They came to Rabbi Yanai. Does he have to cut down his tree that's hanging over the Shus Rabbim? So he said, Zil ha'idna v'salamacha. Come back tomorrow. B'layla shad katzil hu today. At that night, he went and cut down his tree. And the next day, this person came in front of Rabbi Yanai and Amalei, and Rabbi Yanai told him, Zil Koitz, go cut down the tree. Amalei, so the person right away said to Rabbi Yanai, Haman Namiasle, you also have such a tree. So if you hold that you're not allowed to have such a tree, why you have such a tree? Amalei, so Rabbi Yanai says, Zil Chazi, go see. If my tree is cut down, then kites the dach, then you have to cut down your tree as well. If my tree is not cut down, then you're right. Then you don't have to cut down your tree. So ask the Gemara, Mikara my sover, or Psef my sover. Let's understand Rabbi Anai's thinking. Why did he originally feel that the tree could be there, and then he recognized that the tree should not be there? Says the Gemara, Mikara sover, originally Rabbi Anai's thinking was, I'm actually doing people a favor by having my tree hanging into the Rishus Rabbim, that people will have a place of shade to sit under. However, kivin the chazor the kamakvi, it's blocking people from being able to travel in the Rishus Rabbim. So what he did was, shadakatye, he cut down the tree. Says the Gemara, but why did he go out of the way to first cut down his tree and then afterwards tell the other person to cut down his tree? V'lemele, why could he have not said to this person, Zil koitz the dach, first you cut down your tree, v'adah okitz the dach, and then I'll cut down my tree? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, the Rish Lakish teaches us the Pasuk of Tzvanya, Domes koitzu v'koitzu, shayt atzmecha, a person first has to make sure that he is perfect, and only after he can be sure that he's doing what's right, then afterwards, he should tell other people. And this is the basis for a famous vart from the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem says that if you see somebody do an Aveira, what that should be an indication to you is that why Min HaShemayim did they make you see this person do the Aveira? It must be because you have something of this Aveira that you're also violating. And in order that you should not be violating an Aveira, then you should know that you have to do tshuva, then the halach is you should say something to, you get to see what Hashem sends you this message. Even though we're learning that the halach is kshayt atzmcha v'achkach kshayt acherim, the Paiskim do discuss a situation that if you know that by saying something to other people, you won't accomplish anything, then of course you shouldn't say something to other people. But I saw that the Paiskim make two very important points when they speak about this concept of Mutav Shei Shogigim V'Al-Yehei Mezidim. One is that that's only when you're certain that what you're saying to these people is not going to accomplish anything. But when it's not certain that what you're saying to these people is really going to accomplish anything, then of course you should say whatever you have to say. Number two, the Klaus Magreb in the Tshuva says that this concept of Mutav Yehi Shayigin Val Yehi Mezidin is only said by Mitzvahs of Ben Adam L'Makom. But when we speak about Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, then of course if somebody's doing something which is harmful to other people, we have an obligation to say something. We learned in the Mishnah further, Avam Reitza Kainis L'Teich Shaloi U'Maitzi. If you want to put out a ledge, if you do it completely within your property, that is okay. Ibailu Kainis, if somebody indeed made his wall deeper into his property, and therefore he would be allowed to put out the ledge, but he didn't take advantage for loy haitzi, and he didn't put out the ledge. Mashi yachsu v'yaitzi. Could he eventually do it? Rav Yochanan Amar Karnas Maitzi. If it's all within my property, it's acceptable. Rav Shlokish Amar Karnas, if I didn't do it right away, Eina Maitzi can no longer do it. Amalei Rav Yaakov l'Rav Yirmi about Tachlifa Azbarlok. I'm going to explain to you the basis of the machlokes of Rav Yochanan Rav Shlokish. Everybody agrees that since it's my property, I'm allowed to do so. That it's all within my property. First, I built my wall within my property, and I want to build it. The way to learn is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan says, I can't put up the wall back to where it was originally. I may.
Rabbi Yochanan may not machzor. Rabbi Yochanan says I may not, because Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is Once I built my wall in my property, so people are walking there, and the halacha is osul kalkuloi. I take it away from there. Of course, it's only a situation where people, the Rashbam says, were walking there, and I never said anything. That's how they achieve a chazaka. But if I said something, then they're not allowed to do it. And also, I saw that the Pesachei Tshuva says that this halacha is only applicable where it wasn't just that they're walking there because it's a shortcut, it's convenient. They actually turned it into a road. Rish Lakish of a machzer says the Gemara, Hani Mili, the Makarafcha. Hacha, Hikarafcha. When there's plenty of room for the people in Shusram to walk, they have no right to walk on my property. Lakach Chatzabah Zizim and Gestras, we learned in Mishnah Rebbe Cheskosai. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, and if it falls down, Nafla, if it falls down, Chayzru Baina Yisai, then not only that, if it falls down, I have the right to rebuild it. Continue, says the Gemara, Meisvei, Eim Asaidin, the halacha is, we're not allowed to put on plaster in a home. Veim, it's Kairin, we're not allowed to make windows, pictures. Veim Asaichin, different types of paintings, Mizmanazah. Lokichotzer, if I bought a property that already has these situations, Tsiyadis, Makiyadis, Mufiyadis, Harayib, Chizkosai, and I could leave it the way it is. There is a discussion amongst the Rishonim that what does this mean? And many Rishonim are of the opinion that it's a very serious type of painting which we don't really have, Mizmanazah. Nafla. So if I bought it where it has it already, I can leave it. However, Nafla, if it falls, so I may not rebuild it. So we see that I can't redo it. And why over here is it considered b'cheskasa? Answers the Gemara, is surishani. Here it's a question of doing something because of zeichel churban. It's not a question of dine mominus. When it's a question of dine mominus, we can rely on the chazaka. When it's a question of zeich l'churban, then we can't do so. Tarabana loyosadim loyosad adam as beisav esid. You're not allowed to use plaster zeich l'churban in painting your home. However, mevira ba cholol atavel, if you mix into it sand or straw, so it's not as white mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Amar afilu here by chol areza taksid. On the contrary, putting sand into it makes it better, and therefore the halacha is that it's osur, but if you put straw into it, tevin, if you put straw into it, it certainly makes it less white and less strong, and it's mutter. Tana Abonin, Shchar Bayis B'Shniya. When they had the Churban Bayis Sheni, Rabba Prisha B'Yisrael, there were people amongst Klai Yisrael because of what they saw happening, and they started to do different things. Zeichel Churban, Shloi Lech L'Basav, Shloi Lech T'Shayin. And I saw that the Rishonim say, why was it only by the base of Migdash Sheni, not by the base of Migdash Rishon? So the Rishonim, I saw the Chassam Sofer says this, is that by base of Migdash Rishon, they knew that they would be in Golis for 70 years. So they said it had a time frame, and therefore it wasn't as serious. But by Bayis Sheni, there was no time frame, and that's why it was much more serious. Rab Hashem Yisrael Shloi Lecha Basu Shloi Lish Tashayin Nitbalhem Rabbi Shuv Vamalhem Bni Memnei Matem Oichem Basu Vayanetem Shoshin Yayin. Why are you not eating meat and drinking wine? Amalhem Noicha Basu. Can we eat meat? Memenoyim Akrimal Gab Mizbeach. They used to bring kabanas, and now we don't have that anymore. Nish the Yayin Shemenaska Gab Mizbeach, that they pour the wine on the Mizbeach Veachshev bottle, and we don't have wine anymore. Amalhem. So he says, if you're going to take that line of reasoning, if that's the case, you shouldn't eat bread, because kfar batel menachos, that were made out of flour, and you'll eat fruit. Peris noinachal, don't eat fruit, because there's bikurim that were brought from the fruit. Also, efshir peris acherim, bikurim are only brought from the zayim minim. Mayim loinishta, shre batel nisuch hamayim, so now we shouldn't drink. Because on Sukkot they did Nisach HaMayim, Shasku. Amalehem, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua said to them, Bonai, my children, Bo'av Amalechem, Shloi L'Sabba Kolikar, that one should not be in avails altogether, Yafsha is impossible. Shkva Nigzer Gzeira. L'Sabba Yos Medai, to be too much in mourning, is also Yafsha. Shein Goyzen Gzeira L'Tziba El Mekem Rev Atziba Yechay Lamabo, we can't make rules that are not sustainable. D'Ksiv, B'Meira Atin Na'orim V'Oysim Atakoyv Magoy Kuloi. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you take upon yourself to bring Meitzer, and you don't bring all of the Meitzer. If they weren't, were able to be Mekabel this Gzeira, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have put on them. You could plaster. However, Meshai B'Dov Amut, you have to leave of a place unplastered, Zeichel Chorban. Kama, how much is that? And we've discussed in previous shurim, what is the definition of Kenegat Pesach? Some say it's facing the door as you come into the house, so you see it. And some say it's when you're sitting at your table, you see the area of Amma Amma. The Mishnah Brewer says that this halacha of an Amal Amma is to leave it unpainted. He says there were people that would paint it black, or there are others that put up a sign on that space in Meshkechech Yushlayim. That's not what was meant. What was meant was Amal Amma. The Shaar Tshuva discusses, do you have to have it only in every room, or is one room for the whole home enough? The Shaar Tshuva quotes the Eli Rabba, who quotes the Maril, that you have to have it in every room, but the opinion of the Shalit Shiavitz, which is the Minig, is that one area of Amma Amma is enough for the entire house. Says the Gemara further, Oysa Adam Kol Tzorcha Suda, a person can make a meal. However, Meshaya Dov Amut, he should leave over something Zeichel L'Churban. Mahi, Amra Papa, Kasa D'Harsana. That was an expensive type of a fish, and they shouldn't serve everything that you would normally serve at a fish, at a suda, to show that you're doing a zeichel churban. The Mishnah Brura, however, says that this is not relevant to Hilchos Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif, you're allowed to have everything. And I saw that the Machzor Shekel says, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't have one type of fish, but have a different type of fish. There's a whole type of food that you should leave out. That's how you do this halacha. A woman could put on makeup. She shouldn't put on top of her forehead, they used to have some sort of a makeup that they put there. That we put ash on the head of the chsanim. Where do we put the ash? The makam tefillin, in the place where the tefillin are normally put. We wear the tefillin, which are a crown, and we put on efer instead of the crown. It says the Gemara called Masabu Yishlaim Zoycha Veroy B'Simchasai Shnema Simchus Yishlaim. Says the Gemara Tanya Amar Bishmo Ben Elisha B'Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Dinhu. It would be appropriate from when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. We shouldn't eat meat or drink wine. It's impossible to make that type of a gzera. From when we're suffering, when we bat batsmen of Torah mitzvahs, and they don't let us do Torah mitzvahs, they don't let us go in to make a proper bris milah. We shouldn't have got married. Nimtza, but what's going to happen if we do that is, Nimtza zara shal Avram avinu kolam elav. Klai Yisrael will be wiped out. Elahanakli Yisrael, mutu sheishagim vayim mizidin, and we don't make those types of gzeiris. But I did see that the Paiskim suggest that in Shulchan Aruch it says that if somebody was married for many years, 10 years, and they didn't have children, the halacha is that they should get divorced. Not everybody has that halach, follows that halach anymore. And the Poskim suggests that the reason that people don't necessarily follow that halach, because our Gemara says that there's an argument to be made that we shouldn't get married and have children during this terrible galus that we're experiencing. So even though, as we just learned in the Gemara, that is not the halacha, and the halacha is that we, of course, Baruch Hashem, do get married, it is enough of a reason for us to be able not to, that if somebody's married without children, that they don't have to get divorced, because maybe they didn't have to get married altogether. I saw, why is it that most of the halachas of Zeichel Churban are around the home, not in another area? So Mefarshim explained, we're trying to remember the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And somebody who has, we want to show that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home is not the way it's supposed to be, so too are our homes not the way it's supposed to be. The Mefarshim say, what pshat kolam s'abal Yerushalayim zoicha v'roi v'simchasai? Shouldn't it have said yiska v'yira v'simchasai? A person who's mourning Yerushalayim will be zoicha to see the simcha of Yerushalayim. What does it mean zoicha v'roi, that he's currently going to see the simcha of Yerushalayim? So many Mefarshim say the similar pshat. The Gemara says that a person, when passes away, his family mourns over him. But somebody who's still alive, there is no mourning. Gozra ala mes, on a person who passes away, we start forgetting Shishtakman alive. But somebody who is alive, we find Yaakov never accepted Tadchumim on Yosef. Because he knew, because really, Yosef was alive. Kolamis Abel Yerushalayim, if somebody is Misabel on Yerushalayim, so how could he be Misabel on Yerushalayim that was destroyed so many years ago? How could somebody mourn? It's not. It should be Tishtakman Alev. The fact that you're accepting the that you're being Misabel is a raya that Yerushalayim is alive. And that is the biggest simcha, to know that Yerushalayim is not dead anymore, but Yerushalayim is still very, very much alive. That is the great. That is the greatest simcha, knowing that Yerushalayim is alive. And that's why it's not yiske v'roya, it's not that somebody will see it, it's zoicha v'roya b'simchasai. Then you'll realize that Yerushalayim is alive. And I saw that the Klaus Magreba takes this one step further. A person who recognizes that we're living in Chevli Mashiach, if a person sees that the tzaris that we're suffering, but he recognizes that those tzaris are only tzaris to help us get closer to Mashiach Tzidkenu, Zoicha V'roi V'simchasa. That is the person who already now, living a life with that Amunah Mashiach, that is the greatest life that one can live. Zoicha V'roi V'simchasa.